Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. I come bearing gifts today. Hello, 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 Influencer Podcast community. Welcome back to another episode. Now, today is very, very important because there's a new masterclass that is launching live in my world, and it's launching on Monday. And there's a story about this masterclass. And the first thing I guess I want to mention is that the link to the masterclass, if you want to join, it's in the show notes, or you can just go to juliesolomon.net/brand. But today, I want to talk to you about how to create content that is fun, easy, and viral. And the way that I want to chat with you about this is really sharing a story of how I've been able to do this in a way that feels fun and easy. And creating content and really just kind of the way that I look at that idea of viral. And so I'm just going to dive into it. I started on social media back in 2013. And when I started, everything was so new. I didn't have a brand. I didn't have a focus or a specific voice. I didn't have a community. And so it was a very scary experience for me to think about showing up, to think about creating content. I wasn't really good at taking photos or being on camera. I remember trying to start a YouTube channel back then, and it was awful. You can actually still go back and like find those videos. I left them up just to really kind of share this, you know, this moment that we're in. And I was just really overcome by fear a lot. And I wasn't a good speaker. I just felt very lost. It felt so overwhelming to me. Like, how do you create content that's fun? How do you even know what to say? How do you create content that feels like it's in flow? How do you create content that people really connect with? And how can you try to, you know, attract the right and perfect people to that content? And how do you make content go viral? So I just decided that I was going to keep at it. I decided that even though I was scared, I was going to do it, and I was going to have the courage to keep coming back to the platforms, to keep trying, testing, putting myself out there. And if you are ever in that moment, you know, if you've ever been in that moment, you know what I'm talking about. And I think it's such a crazy thing, because the first few times that I ever did masterclasses, or that I ever did live streams, or that I ever, you know, posted a picture and shared something, there was never really anyone there, you know, whether it was followers or if I would ever go live. And I think in hindsight, I'm actually really glad that there weren't a lot of people that were watching me back then, because during that time, and looking back on it now, I can see it, that was the magical time for me where I was learning how to speak. I was learning how to get in front of a camera. I was learning how to really create what is now my brand voice. I was learning what my brand was. And that really set the stage for this podcast and for everything else that I've done, from my book to the content that I create to the courses that I create. And so sometimes what I have come to find is that we can think that we're so ready for things, and then we realize later on why we didn't really call in the things that we wanted during that time. You know, I look back and I'm like, yeah, it's probably best that the whole world didn't, weren't like following me or like seeing me back then. But over the years of just showing up and having the courage and practicing, and over the years of podcasting every single week, and over the years of going live, and over the years of connecting with people, and over the years of being consistent with just where I was with what I had in that moment and letting that be enough, I've built a really beautiful business. And it's a small business. And it was a small business then. And I always prided myself on kind of being this, you know, small person that could, this turtle in the race. And that was kind of my identity for a really long time. You know, there were always these big name coaches and these big influencers and these big successful people that I would see. And then there was me. And I kept coming back and I started to kind of defy odds that I had for myself. You know, I used to think that I could never succeed at the things that I ended up succeeding at. And so that was my identity for a really long time. And that was my story. And I really did very much connect to that idea. And so over time, I started to coach and mentor women. And more of the world, or at least my world, it started opening up more and more to my brand. And now in 2022, I'm far more visible than I've ever been. I've written a best-selling book. I have a top-rated podcast. I have tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people in my various communities. And I'm incredibly inspired and grateful and happy about that. But what has been really mind-blowing to me has been that over the time, my identity changed within that, but not on purpose. You know, I just kept showing up and embodying the work. And then over time, the brand and the identity that is the brand changed. And then people started to identify me and my brand in a new way, even though I didn't see myself in the way that they saw me. And so I had to readjust a lot. And I kind of stopped being the turtle. You know, I kind of became a person that just said, well, you know, Julie, she's got this podcast and these clients and she's got this platform and she's built this authority and people show up for her and they listen. But for such a long time, I was staying true to that old story because I couldn't see the power of that platform and what had become to cultivate. You know, I never saw my brand that was like this big, impactful brand. I would always see other people that were bigger, you know? And then all of a sudden, I kind of became one of those people. And people would say it to me, oh, well, you know, Julie, easy for you because you've got this audience and you have this podcast and you've got this and you've got that. But from my perspective, all of that was created from literally nothing. And so there was a lot of triggers in me about this because I preferred that turtle identity. I preferred when I would tell myself that, you know, I'm not one of those like big names. I'm not one of those big people. I'm like the small turtle person. And I hope that this makes sense because what I've realized that the beauty is really about understanding that there is a step and a step and a step to the visibility process. There's a phase in the beginning where we're like dreaming of this vision that we see and that we know in our heart of hearts is to be so real and so true for us. And then there's a phase where your life kind of starts catching up to what it is you've dreamed. And it's beyond anything that we could have ever imagined. And even if it's not in your business, it's like when you finally get that relationship that you've always dreamed of, or maybe you've always had a dream of having this beautiful family. And before you know it, you look over and you see your beautiful family and you're just like, oh my gosh, how did I flip and get here? How did this happen? And so all of those feelings that we have can be really exciting. And sometimes it doesn't happen as fast as we think it should. But there is a day that it does happen and you're standing exactly where you always dreamed of standing. And it's quite extraordinary. And so just very recently, like very, very recently, I have really just started to own this new place that I'm in, or at least it's new for me. And, you know, I think I have some people that are like, well, I'm glad you've finally caught up with us because, you know, we've been here for a while. But I've started to really own the power in my purpose and the power that is my mission and my work and my voice and my ability to impact and my courage and my ability to be consistent and, you know, decades of this craft that I have. And really just everything that is my energy and my essence and my presence and my coaching, that I have created the thing that I have always wanted. And that's really cool. And I'm not done. I'm just getting started as far as I'm concerned. But I've stopped fighting that feeling of always wanting to be the small turtle in the race. I've stopped fighting that feeling of I'm not big, I'm not bold, I haven't really created anything great, I'm still small. Because here's the thing, there's so many extraordinary people that are breaking through all the time. And everyone's on a different journey. And there's some people that just start out and it's like, boom, they hit this wave and it's amazing. And then there's some people that just start out and it's like little by little, brick by brick, they're building it and it's amazing. I think our job is just to own wherever we stand in this moment and let it teach us what it's meant to teach us. And when we stand there and we continue to, with inspired action, manifest our dreams, and we continue to scale and we continue to evolve to whatever we want, whenever we want, however far we want, that is where the beauty is. And I'm more passionate than I have ever been about this conversation because I see it so clearly now. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show.
And something really pivotal happened in my brand. I can remember very specifically, it was back in 2019. And at this point, I had had success. I had a podcast, I had a 7-figure business, I ran programs, and things were going well, but I still felt so small at that point. And I remember that I declared in 2019 that I did not want to feel that way, that I was ready for bigger things. I was ready for more. And it was kind of like the universe was kind of said back to me, okay, well then we're just going to like see if you're really ready. We're going to like throw you a few curveballs and see how you can handle this. And so for a couple of years after that and really leading to this year,
there have been those moments of just confusion and overwhelm and frustration and those curveball moments that were sent my way. And I showed up the best that I could. And there were times where it felt extraordinary and amazing and like I was walking on sunshine. And then there were times that were so hard and I didn't think if I was going to be able to make it. There were times that I wanted to quit. There were times that I was done. And so I was tested so many times by myself and so many times by the growth that I wanted. But I think that we are always an energetic match for what it is that we're trying to call in. And it's kind of like the world has to make sure that we are ready to go the distance. And so it wasn't until I finally just threw my hands up when I just surrendered and I just allowed myself to just accept today on today's terms that everything changed. And it's when I made that decision that I was like, all right, I just need to focus on me. I just need to focus on being the absolute best version that I can be for myself, for my family, for my business, for my clients, and knowing that that in and of itself would be a constant evolution. And so the last couple of years for me have really been this process of this new way of showing up and being and the expansive growth and the challenges that I needed to integrate so I could show up fully as I do today. And that's when I started to get the clarity. That's when I started to get the hits of this new vision and clarity of what inspired action I wanted to take next. And for some of you, like maybe you get this, you know, if you're in the coaching or mentorship industry or, you know, really any industry, you'll get like a download for something. You have an idea and you realize, okay, this is possible for me. You may not know how, when, what, or why, but like you feel it in your bones. And that's really what happened for me. It was like this realization that more is possible. And from that came the book. And from that, I started to speak on bigger stages. And from that, I really started to embody this next phase of what my work needed to be and how my ability to really inspire people through my words was quite healing for my community and being able to speak and teach and all the expansive energy that came from that. And so the greater realization of my own power and how I influence people started to take a whole new concept for me and a whole new code of conduct for me. And that is when I was able to feel like I was coming home. It was like a breath of fresh air. Like I was finally coming home to what it is that felt true to me. And so when I really started tapping into that and how to create a business and a brand that was built from that was built on the relationships that I wanted and the vision and the voice and the creative power and actually just like delivering extraordinary results and really connecting to people over time and seeing what can happen that way, that's when I figured out how to create content that was fun and easy and that would actually go viral by just allowing myself to show up and to speak or to write or to share in a way that was truly aligned with who I was and where I was going. That is what made the difference for me. And that is why, you know, I really wanted to share that story with you because it can be so hard, you know, especially when we listen to all these other people that tell us, or at least for me, like when I first started out, I used to have all these coaches and kind of this old guard of online marketing, you know, telling me that I had to create this and I had to create that. And if I didn't, I would fail. And it just started to get so exhausting because a lot of that wasn't in flow to me. It wasn't second nature to me. It was hard for me. It felt very forced. And so it would be really rough. And so when I finally allowed myself just to root into what was truly mine, and I started to tap into that, that is when everything changed. And that's when I just said, okay, well, why don't I share more about this? Why don't I teach more about this? And so that's where this masterclass has come from. It's really about the embodiment of the brand that you envision creating
and your desire for the abundance and the freedom for that. And again, it's entirely free for you to join. You can be a part of this. It's going to last 5 days. There's going to be replays. There's a community. And I just want it to help you tap in and tune into your own inner knowing and bringing that to life. This is not about steps. This is not about funnels. This is not about you feeling like you need somebody else's how-to or some kind of rigid, perfect way of doing things. Instead, I'm going to show you and just share with you how this evolution has occurred for me and how everyone that chooses to be a part of this can grow exponentially. And I want to be honest, like some people's minds are like sponges, right? You know, like you have like a wet sponge in the, you know, like in the sink and it just soaks up everything. But then you can have a dry sponge, right? You try to like pick up a mess with a dry sponge. It doesn't really pick anything up. You got to soak it first. And so I think for some people, their minds are like a wet sponge and they're going to just take this and get it and be able to run with it. And for some people, their minds are like a dry sponge. And so sometimes I speak and people get it. And then other times it's like we got a little bit more work to do in the beginning. But if you stay the course, and that's really, I think, one thing that's so great about this work and my belief and where I'm really at right now in my business and my life is that it will be inevitable for you to change your mind around what you've ever believed about money, your gifts, your power, your miracles, like your strength, all of that. If we spend time together long enough, eventually you will start to see everything differently and your life is going to change. And the way in which you show up and you share your life and your story and your message and your mission, which then becomes your content, starts to flow and it becomes so easy and it starts to attract the people who are so just like in awe of what it is that you have to say and what it is that you have to do. And that's what causes it to go quote unquote viral. I'm not just talking about how do we get on TikTok and like dance around and get a bunch of people to watch it. It's like, how are we actually leaving a legacy with the content that we create? How are we creating impact? How are we changing someone's life or perspective or heart or soul through what it is that we bring to the table? And so I absolutely have no doubt about this. The amount of evidence that I have about this is more than I will ever need in my entire lifetime. You spend enough time with me in one day, your life will change because I changed my life and so many lives around me have changed because of this. So spending time with me and my thoughts and hearing my stories and hearing the perspectives and the transformations and everything that I want to bring to you in this masterclass, my whole life has completely changed. So if you know someone right now, maybe it's you, maybe it's someone you know, that they're also in that place, that if you connected to anything that I was talking about before, whether they're successful already or they're just starting out, but they're just stuck, you know, and they're looking for that click, that moment, that spark to get them moving. It doesn't matter where you're at. I promise you something will land for you at every level that you are when you go through this experience with me. If you're just beginning, if you're in the middle of your journey, if you already think that, you know, you're at a level that is awesome, that is epic, you know, it doesn't matter. You're going to get something from this because it has just been so riveting and eye-opening and awe-opening for me and for a lot of my clients that I have already shared this with. And so if you can stay in the zone with me, it's going to be amazing. And I'm really excited to bring it forward to you. And I'm really excited to show you just how effortless and fun it can be to start showing up authentically and creating content that feels so rooted in what it is that you want to share and who it is that you are. And it gives you so much clarity and it helps you build that confidence. It's already within you. It's already there. But how are we allowing it to come alive? And really what is essential to make that happen? And that is what we're going to be doing during our time together. So if you want to join me, you can go to juliesolomon.net/brand. And if any of this resonated with you today, I would love to hear. I would love to know Is there a way that you can stretch yourself? Is there a way that you can stop making yourself so small? Is there a way that you can stop telling yourself that it's better to be the turtle in the race and to start showing up with more of that beauty and that love and that bigness and that excitement and that fun and that thrill and that curiosity and all of the things that is needed to really create beautiful and compelling content that is fun and that is easy and that it goes viral. You don't even have to do anything. It's just, it's going to hit exactly where it's meant to hit for exactly who it's meant to hit for. And it's just going to unlock this whole new path for you. And I know it's possible. And I would love for you to just come on the journey with me and just see what's possible for yourself. We're going to get into it very, very soon. It's happening next week, October 17th. I would love for you to be there. juliesolomon.net/brand. Thank you so much for being with me today, letting me share my story. And if any of this resonated with you today, just please head on over to Instagram, tag me at Jule Solomon, and let me know what you're going to be taking away and what you may be rooting more into today because of our conversation. All right. Thank you so much for being here. I will talk to you very soon. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff. When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.